It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is the coziest bar on the north side of Dublin. It really is. I love the bar. It's always got a great atmosphere and well worth popping into. If you're looking for somewhere to stay along the east coast of Ireland as well, why not stay in the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message from Sonia earlier today, and I want to read it to you. Sonia says, I want to start off by saying that I don't want my full name read out, as my son gets bullied enough over it as it is. I was listening to that horrible bigot Donald Trump yesterday saying that there's only two genders. My son is 18 and trans, born a girl, and knew at 15, like all good parents, we supported her and continue to do so as he transitions. When I heard Trump saying there are only two genders, it hurt me and my son, because this will just encourage bullying against the trans community. Please highlight this as soon as possible. And that's from a lady called Sonia. Now, most of you will at this stage have heard what Donald Trump had to say on this, but I'm going to play it for you anyway. This was Donald Trump speaking at his inauguration yesterday.
This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
They can't make it much clearer than that. There are only two genders, male and female. And as you heard from the message that I read out, Sonia is very concerned with that sort of rhetoric, the effect it will have on her trans child and other trans people.
I have a lot to say in this. I'm going to hold it for a moment because we have a lot of calls and people don't want to hear my opinion. I'll just say a couple of things. The first thing is, Trump saying that will not change anything. It literally does not change anything. When Trump is dead and gone, which will be in about 10 to 12 years, he'll be probably dead. Mm-hmm. He's an old man. The trans community is not going to die along with Donald Trump. So when Donald Trump is 6 foot under and long dead and gone, trans people will still be trans people. That will never change. So he's changing absolutely nothing. He's playing to his audience, who are the right-wing conservatives who mm-hmm. believe. And secondly, the second thing that I'll say, and that's all I'll say for the moment, is there's a difference. A lot of people don't seem to notice. And I'm not woke, by the way, and I'm not left. I'm common sense. That's what I would do. I'm like you. We're both common sense. We can see both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm far from woke. I think people use that word woke all the time and don't even know what it means. They go, oh, you're woke, just as an insult. They don't even know what it means. But I'm not what people class as woke. But I will say this, that there is a difference between gender and sex. Okay, and that's a fact, by the way. You look that up anyway, there's a difference between... So sex is you're born either male or female. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change. But you can identify as any gender you want. And here, the bottom line is, and if you want, you can come on and debate with me today because you will lose the debate. And I know a lot of people who commented originally on Facebook, they're afraid to come on and debate because they know I'll show them up as the fools that they are. Firstly, there's a difference between sex and gender. There's only two sexes, male or female. You can only be born either male or female. Yeah? Okay? Mm-hmm. If someone chooses to be whatever gender they want, how does it affect your life? I'd love to talk to one person today whose life is affected by someone identifying as cisgender or transgender, whatever the case may be. And I know what Trump is saying, and I agree with him on the point. I've always agreed on the sport thing, that people who were born male should not be competing with people who were born female in sport. I agree with that. But the whole thing, it absolutely changes nothing what he said yesterday. Only...
Okay, what he has said and what he is vowing to do is, for example, if you're applying for an American passport or a government job and you're filling out an application form...
It'll just say male or female.
Just say male or female. You won't have the option of different identity or different...
Whoop-de-doo. Doesn't change anything. And it certainly doesn't... All the Irish people fanboying Donald Trump, and I know we're going to be talking to Jonathan in a few minutes, who's jumping up and down celebrating today. What a loser. Like, what a loser if you think Donald Trump even cares, or if you think this is going to affect Ireland in any way. If there was someone who is trans listening to this at the moment, do you honestly think that because of what Donald Trump said, they're going to wake up tomorrow and go, actually, I'm no longer trans. I'm back to my biological sex. Ridiculous.
Rosie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rosie?
Hello, Jared. Or no, Adrian.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Sorry. I was just listening to Jeremy
It was nearly the ultimate insult. But go on anyway, Rosie. What did you want to say?
Well, Jeremy throws out this line that everyone throws out, you know, you're born a sex, but your gender. A gender is a feeling, okay? As I said in my Facebook message, you can be a feminine man and a masculine woman. It doesn't mean you're either one. You're born a male, you're born a female. You may have feelings, more feminine feelings if you're a male, or more masculine if you're a woman. Where I see it, and Jeremy is saying, how does it affect you? I just think parents are bowing down a little too much. I work in a barber shop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, loads of little boys come in, and this little boy came in there, I think about a month ago, kind of long hair. So I said to the mama, what are we going to do? She said, oh, I want to keep the length or whatever. I says, okay, so we'll layer it up, you know, make him, you know, look like a little dude, you know, but just with a few layers in it. She's like, oh, we don't use that word, male or female, with him. Like, the little boy was 6.
Right.
So I just feel, you know, kids are very impressionable, okay? I've got 3 adult boys. Listen, when they were small, if they wanted to play with a doll, a Barbie, I didn't care. But we made it quite clear, they're boys, they're male, you know? And it's our job as parents, you know, that the world out there is scary enough for kids without them getting mixed up thinking, what am I? You're a boy. Okay,
But also, by that very nature, and I get the point that you're trying to make, it is not your business to tell somebody else how to rear their children. In the same way that if, in the same way that if I was walking by you in a shopping centre and I saw you walking along with your 5-year-old son and your 5-year-old son had a can of Red Bull in his mouth and was drinking it, that would be, even though I would be disgusted with that and I would disagree with you giving your child, how would you feel if I walked up to you and said, and start giving out to you, Rosie, how dare you give your child a Red Bull? How we parent our children, once it's within the law, in the same way, if I let my kid play Fortnite on the PlayStation today for 5 hours until his eyeballs are bursting out of his head, if I let him do that, that is absolutely none of your business how I parent.
I didn't say anything to that lady. I followed through, did the haircut.
But the point is, you're entitled to have an opinion. Maybe not share the opinion, but you're entitled to have an opinion.
Well, like, when did people...
Do you remember what happened in Roman times? Have you ever watched any of the movies?
Adrian was around then. I wasn't around during the Roman times.
Maybe I was along with them.
Yeah.
What happened? It collapsed because there was males looking like women. It was all blended. Believe you me, this will not last. I just think, listen, if one of my boys had come to me, even at 15, says, Mom, I'm thinking I'm feeling like a girl. We'd sit down and talk about it, but I wouldn't say, okay, let's entertain it. I'm telling you, we would have therapy, and I'd still be at 18.
We're not going to go
down that road.
But Rosie, you'd also support them if they decided, if they were convinced that they were born to the wrong body, and if they were crying every night to you, and I'm not saying at 5 years of age, I'm saying at an age where puberty.
Well, like the original message, Sonia's son at 15.
Yeah, at 15. So
knew.
I'd like to think, and you sound like a good parent, Rosie, I'd like to think you would support your parents, your children, anything they made. There are people.
No, but she just said she would take the child for therapy.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I would. And I believe, I fully believe that because it's out there now so openly, do you know what I mean? When I was growing up, I was I wore black eyeliner and a goth. Be expressionable if you want to be. But when you start going down the road of identified and then maybe changing your body, that's a whole other game altogether. And it's a dangerous game.
Okay, so Donald Trump, and obviously his statements have no impact on Ireland as such, but the fact is, it was said, it is American government policy from here on in that there are only two genders, male and female. Now,
that's fine. Listen, if I want to identify as Roger, so be it. But if I'm filling out a government form, I'm going to put down I'm female and I'm Rosie because that's what I was born.
Okay, stay there for 1 second because I want to bring in our Katie, who is opinionated at the best of times, but particularly on this. We don't normally, we wouldn't normally have you on the show, Katie, as a caller.
I never knew this was an issue for her. I never knew that because she never said
it. You never realized this was an issue for me?
No.
Had this debate.
Yeah. We have had this debate.
Okay. So we have under kind of various different things, not obviously about Trump, but we have had similar conversations before, and I don't have any particular feeling on Donald Trump, but I think in this regard, he's right. There are two genders. It's not to be dismissive. It's not to be insulting. It's not to be offensive. It is fact. You can't argue with facts, and I'm sorry, but your feelings, the facts don't care about your feelings. This is facts. Okay,
you're confusing sex with gender, though. That's the thing. And that's not me saying
gender is sex. No, gender is your sex. They're not two different things.
They are two different things. They literally are two different things.
Hang on. If a man wants to identify as a woman or vice versa, absolutely you do that. But don't force me to go against science. Don't call me a bigot or a homophobe or anything else because I choose to believe science. If you are born with the XX chromosome, you are female. If you're born with the XY chromosome, you are male. You have a penis. If you're standing in front of me with a beard and a set of balls, you're a bloke.
But I don't think has anybody actually forced you to identify them as whatever gender? I mean,
I've had people being smart before because I've used she when it's somebody who identifies as he, somebody who has a pair of boobs and a vagina. You would identify how you want to identify. Yes. Absolutely, that's your right. But don't force me to go against science, and don't pigeonhole me or box me in a certain, that I'm a bigot or a homophobe or anything.
But nobody has called you those names, have they?
Okay,
No, not me personally, but I see it all the time where people say, "Well, I'm sorry, no, if you have a penis, you're a man. If you have a scrotum, you're a man." And okay, then people are like, so close-minded.
Let me ask you then, Katie, what difference does it make in your world? And this is the point that Jeremy made earlier on. What difference does it make in your life?
Absolutely
if
zero.
Somebody
it makes a difference.
Hang on. If somebody wishes to identify as gender fluid, okay, a person who doesn't constantly
they want to be Billy the first day and Bethany the second.
Yes,
it doesn't impact me until it becomes my problem. As in, I'm forced to go against science. Be what you want to be. Identify as a freaking boogeyman if that's what makes you happy.
But that's all that's happening. Nobody is.
No.
Nobody
is. Psychological. It's a mental health disorder. It's a mental health disorder. It is classed. You look it up online. It is a mental health disorder.
If you look it up online, it says the earth is flat as well, so that doesn't mean anything.
Well, no, it doesn't actually. This is why reputable medical scientists call it mental health disorder.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. If somebody identifies as gender fluid, and we had a very high-profile case here in Ireland a couple of years ago.
Enoch Burke?
No. Where
that man has principles. Yeah. Everyone sits there and slams Enoch. I'm going to bring Enoch up for a second because this is pertinent to the conversation. People give out about Enoch Burke and everything, and he's a bit crazy. Yeah, he's a bit crazy. But, one thing I do stand by him, in a world where people are forced to conform so much now to a certain agenda, he had the balls to stand up and say, no, I'm not okay with this.
Okay,
this doesn't go with my belief.
Did you have sex outside marriage before you got married? Did you have sex Before.
I did, yeah.
Well, Enoch Burke isn't a fan of yours then. He would shame you. And no, but listen, if you think Enoch Burke is your ally, he would shame you and condemn you to hell because you... Yes, he would. Well, he would, actually.
I don't think he's my ally. I don't have a particular feeling on this guy either. But I think in this regard, he didn't want to gender somebody a certain way. Because science made him believe that a person with a penis is a male.
Okay,
and that's what he believed.
Let me go back to the point of the conversation that Sonia brought up, and she said, my son is 18 and trans, born a girl and new at 15, and like all good parents, we supported her and continue to do so as he transitions. When I heard Trump saying that there are only two genders, it hurt me and my son because this will just encourage bullying against the trans community.
No, I'm sorry. What she needs to do is she needs to get her son help. He's got a mental health disorder.
But as a parent, and you're a parent of two children as well, Katie, I would like to, I don't even have to ask this question because I know what type of parent you are. I know that you would support your children in any decisions around work because you don't decide that you want to become a different gender. But I know that if you're a son of 15, and we've had this happen to a good friend.
Tig came to me at 15 and said, I identify as female. The first thing I do is genuinely I'd get him to a therapist.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's what I would try and do. I try and work through what's going on because it's a mental health disorder.
Okay, so if he goes to a therapist, which you can't force him to do, but if he went to a therapist and after therapy decided... I still want to identify as a woman. I wish to transition, and you're to call me whatever the female equivalent of Tig is from now on, if that's okay. What would you do?
I would do it for him, but it doesn't mean that I'd agree with it. This is my problem, is when I don't care how people want to identify, I would do it for him. But it wouldn't mean that deep down I would believe that he's a woman. I'd never believe that. I'm sorry.
Like, it kind of sounds like it does. And by the way, you would. Trust me, as a parent, you would.
No,
you would.
Hang on a second.
Myself and Adrian have a friend who, even though found it very hard, has accepted their child as being... I'm telling you, you would. If you're...
I would find it very hard.
Of course you'd find it. But if your son...
I would find it extremely difficult.
But if your son, Tig, was crying every night saying, Mammy, I was born in the wrong body.
Obviously, I'm not going to turn around and say, Tig. What I'm saying is that as society, myself, the listeners who would tend to agree with me, I know some of the regulars who would agree with me from previous conversations, we should not be forced.
You are being forced when you're being called
homophobic or bigoted or anything else because you choose to agree with the fact. It's biological.
If somebody wishes to identify as uses pronouns they or them, and they ask you to that they are their pronouns. You see it on social media, and you're talking to this person. Will you address this person as they or them, or will you point blank refuse to?
I'll do it because I'm not going to purposely misgender anyone. But in my belief, if they ask me, if it came up in conversation, I'd say, I'm sorry, but to me, if you have a vagina and a pair of tits, you're a woman. If you have a pair of balls and a beard, you're a man.
But that's funny because we have a non-binary person that regularly rings the show. Emma is their name. They use the pronouns they. And Emma has been on the show many times and you've been here when they've been on the show.
She doesn't use they all the time.
No.
And actually, I've never spoke, actually, on that note, I've spoken to Emma over WhatsApp. Emma's never been on the show.
I think so.
So I've never had this conversation with Emma. Would I misgender her? No, I wouldn't misgender her because I wouldn't be that disrespectful.
You just did, though.
But she do, if Emma is non-binary,
Emma uses the pronouns
then they, for the purpose of this conversation, they identify as different genders on different days. Am I right?
That's the way they feel.
Emma says, so some days she's she and some days she's he. Now, on medical websites, that would be classed as a mental health disorder. Would I misgender? I have to go on a second because my daughter has an appointment. But would I misgender somebody purposely? I would not. Okay. In my head, do I believe there are two genders? Do I believe Donald Trump is right on this? I do.
And just to find out, because you're saying that it is fact and all, the WHO, the World Health Organization, which is the governing body of this, do not consider trans a mental health disorder.
But it's in your head.
No,
it's in your head. It's not physical. It is in your head, so it is mental.
It's not recognized as a mental disorder. It's not.
Because they're, it's not recognized. But the fact of the matter is, break it down, take away what the World Health Organization or whatever they're called are saying. The point is that it is in someone's head. It's what they feel in their brain. Okay. So it is psychological. Yeah, the first thing I would do as a parent in this situation is seek therapy for my child.
I mean,
good therapy.
Okay. You look at this.
I'm going to let you go, Katie. Thanks very much indeed.
You look at what you see. A lot of people, and again, this person was invited, James Cregan Jr., you were invited onto the show as well, and I don't blame you for not coming on because I literally would have torn you apart in 2 seconds, and you don't want to make a fool of yourself. This is the argument you're up against. Emma is a girl's name, hence it's a she. It's a woman, fact. Now, James, say that to my daughter whose name is Alex. Yeah, my daughter's name is Alex.
It is.
Yep. There's lots of people who have what are called unisex names. Unisex names.
Adrian is one. You can have girls called Adrian.
Who'd call a girl Adrian?
There's a people who call her, who regular call her called Adrian.
Who would inflict that on a child?
The fact is, there are names.
James, don't come onto the show because you're thick. But if that's if that's as far as your argument stretches, if it has a girl's name, it must be a girl. But sure, that's absolute nonsense. There are so many, as I said, my daughter, Alex, could be classed as a...
No,
as
she's a boy. She has to be a boy. Her name
has
is Alex.
Has to be a boy.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Our number is 0858252626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Edward just did.
Ah, sure, Jesus. Generally speaking, there are only two genders, like two sexes, really, as Jeremy said. And he's absolutely right there, actually. Like, I don't know what Sonia is upset for. Like, okay, I get it that, like, you know, her son was bullied or whatever. But, like, that's just bollocks, people. Like, you know, I just don't know why she's upset. She's just over-exaggerating.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. President Donald Trump, yesterday in his inauguration...
stated a fact.
That's what I was about to ask you.
He stated a fact. By biological fact, there are two genders, male and female. We have different chromosomes. That makes us male and female. If you want to identify as male or female, off you go. Biologically, there are two sexes. He states,
but gender isn't biological. You're confusing. And again, I am not this woke. I wouldn't use pronouns to save me life. I never have.
Whether you realise it or not.
I do. Yeah. I do, but I don't have it in my bios and stuff. But there's a difference again between gender and sex. There are only two sexes. Yes, you're born either male or female, but there's multiple genders. That's facts. And just to knock back what people have been saying, facts don't care about your feelings, Lorraine. So what Donald Trump should have said yesterday was there are only two sexes, because there are only
but
two.
But no,
sexes.
He deliberately said what he said.
He said gender.
He deliberately said what he said.
Okay,
there is. Has Katie said, because I just, well, I've said, people have called me homophobic, they call me bigoted, I have been called bigoted for my views, for saying there is only two, male and female. I have been called bigoted because of that.
Not on this show.
Not on your show, but I have been called bigoted for it. But yeah, I just have to sit back and accept the fact that there's...
The argument here, Lorraine, is... what difference does it make in your world at all, if any, if somebody wants to identify as a cis male or wants to identify as a trans male or any type of gender, cisgender? I mean, there are a lot of them, by the way. Gender fluid, any of
them. The world has gone mad.
No, but how does it...
You want to go outside tomorrow and identify as anything you want to be, you can identify. When is it going to end?
The question I'm asking is, what difference does it make in your life if somebody wants to say, I am gender fluid? And I was about to mention a high-profile journalist here in Ireland a couple of years ago.
That's right,
decided to identify as gender fluid, which meant... he or they didn't want to identify as male or female. They were just a person, yeah? What difference does that make in your life?
Like, it doesn't. You still wake up during the day, you'll still have a night. In the same way, Lorraine,
But I'm supposed to sit back and agree with all of this. I don't disagree with any of this. I'm woke.
But Lorraine, I don't know what your preferences are in the bedroom and what positions you like to do. No, but I don't want to know. But it doesn't, if what you do behind closed doors, once it's legal, I don't care if
this
you,
is completely no, different, Jeremy. You no, look at not. Social media, I you look at all Lorraine, of it, it shuts down everybody's neck.
I don't care if your husband wants to put sherry trifle over your boobs and lick it off on a Friday night. That is your business.
I'm not standing outside, Jeremy.
But who's standing?
This is shoved down everyone's neck all over Facebook, all over TikTok.
If you put your kids up on Facebook, you're shoving them down everybody else's throat. If people want to say that their pronouns are they, her, she, they, whatever, if they're, you know, on social media,
go for it. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, but what difference does it make in your world? In other words, if somebody wants to identify as a gender fluid person, doesn't want to identify as either male or female, what difference does it make in your world? None.
Identify as what you want, but do I have to agree with it? No. And if I start talk out about it, I'm wrong, I'm this, I'm that, I'm everything else.
But why
can't I have an opinion? They can identify as what they want, but if I go against it, I'm wrong.
But Lorraine, the last 5 minutes have just proven your point is wrong, because you have been able to give your opinion. We're not sending the police around to your house. We're not having you shot. But nobody has been able to, and by the end of this podcast, I'd love to be able to get one person to actually tell me how it affects their life. I've asked the same question. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. Once what you do is within the law and you're not hurting anybody, I don't care if you identify as a tiger.
Why is this mother up in arms about what Donald Trump said?
Because her child is actually living with this. And again, I was listening to Trump yesterday saying there's only two genders. My son is 18 and trans, born a girl, and knew at 15, and like all good parents, we supported her and continue to do so. Now, her child, Sonia's child, was deeply triggered by Trump saying, sorry, you don't exist. You have to identify as male or female. You can't identify as them or they. Sorry about that. Tough. We are ignoring you.
I'm so sorry that happened to her child. She was bullied or whatever happened. I'm sorry that's happened to her. That's cruel. But I agree with what Trump said. There is only two, male and female. Didn't trigger me.
No, but you can agree with that, but it's not true. The facts say different.
And she can disagree with it.
The thing is, Trump plays to his audience, and his audience are a lot of hillbilly Americans who believe that God is going to come down and the second rapture and all that. They're all nut jobs. But Trump plays to his audience. I can tell you, Trump has many, many grandchildren out this year. I'm telling you, he would sing a different tune if one of his grandchildren ended up being trans. He would change his attitude completely. He's of that generation, Lorraine. He's in his late 70s. He grew up in a different time. We're in different worlds now, and we need to be more accepting. You're a mother as well. I'm sure you don't support.
I am.
You don't support the bullying of children. You'd be disgusted.
No.
With it. And that's
Is
all.
That horrible?
That's all. So again, I've asked this, I'm going to ask one more time, if anybody can tell me how it affects their life when they wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning that someone is identifying as gender fluid. How does it affect and ruin your day? I mean, if you woke up this morning, Lorraine, and you read in the newspaper that a newsreader in RTE was now identifying as a woman, how would it affect your day? Would you sit at home angry all day about it? Would you cry all day? Or would you just get on with your life? You would just get on with your life. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you directly. It doesn't even affect you indirectly. It doesn't affect you in any way.
You're right. I get your point, Jeremy. It doesn't affect me in
Not
any
at
way.
All.
But as I have said, it gets shoved down my neck, though, on social media, on Facebook, on TikTok, everything else. And if I disagree with it or have a different view, I'm wrong.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How's it going?
Well, John, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I just want to pull up Jeremy, first of all, on his fact. Can Jeremy define gender?
Can you define gender, Jeremy? John wants to know. Will you please define gender anytime today?
So do you want me to define gender or sex?
Gender.
Gender. Why do I need to, first of all?
Well, you said that it's a fact that there's more than two, so you need a definition of something to decide how many of them there is.
I can't tell you about all the different genders that there are. Gender, from what I believe...
Yeah, tell me how many there are, just what it is.
What's my take on what gender is, or what's the actual take? I'd have to Google it and find out what the actual.
I'll tell you what the actual is, Jeremy. Now, from the Oxford Etymological Dictionary, 1822, gender is defined as sex/breed. So, how many sexes and breeds of human are there?
Okay, but if you look at other places, and I'm after Googling myself, gender includes the social, psychological, cultural.
Oh, I talked about the Oxford. Never mind the Oxford.
It probably hasn't been updated since the 1800s. Gender includes the social, psychological.
It's an etymological dictionary, Jeremy.
No, listen. Gender includes the social, psychological, cultural, and behaviour aspects and other gender identity. So, how someone identifies. That's all it is.
Let me ask you, John. Here in Ireland, you have the legal right now to have your, if you transition from male to female or female to male, you have a legal right to get a gender recognition certificate and be recognised as the gender that you've changed to on your passport and everything else. Now, do you think that's okay?
No, absolutely ridiculous.
So somebody who was born a man and has...
I could go get a bit of paper and walk into your daughter's bathroom, like in a pub or in a health centre. I'm 6'1", fairly well built. But would avoid that shirt. I can walk into any female changing room, dress room, toilet.
Okay, you don't believe that anybody should... Even if it's somebody who's had a full gender reassignment surgery, you don't believe that that person should be recognised?
You can't reassign it. You're male, you're female.
Okay, but if you have...
If I do that, I get the cert. Will that stop me getting prostate cancer, which only affects males?
And not if you have it removed. You can have your prostate removed.
Yeah, but you're not going to get through that as part of... reassignment surgery.
Okay, so you don't believe that somebody who goes through gender reassignment surgery from, let's say, male to female, looks like a woman...
That's impossible.
...physically and emotionally is a woman... You don't believe that that person should be recognised as a woman?
But they aren't. A woman's an adult human female. They don't have female reproductive organs. They don't have female.
My question was...
Well, no, hang on. I want to put that to him. So do you say, for instance, someone who was born female and has a hysterectomy no longer has a womb. Are they still considered a woman in your eyes?
Yeah.
Or someone that has a mastectomy.
Someone
who has their breasts removed because of cancer, mastectomy, and no longer has breasts, and they have their womb removed as well, a hysterectomy. I'm just repeating back what you said. If they don't have those female organs, they're not females. Would you say that to a woman who had a mastectomy and a hysterectomy? Would you say that to a woman who had a mastectomy and a hysterectomy? You're not a woman anymore.
Oh, he's
hung up. There you go. No, I'm not ringing him back. He hung up the phone because he knew I cornered him into...
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. And this is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic again. I think Sonia there is a bit confused with what Trump said. He said there's only two genders. She said her child has transitioned from one to another. So they are two genders. She didn't say they were gender fluid or any sort of shit acting like that. They said that they've gone from one to another. So technically, yeah, there's two genders. She should have gone to CAMHS as soon as this reared its head when the child was a teenager, because it's a mental health issue at the end of the day, especially when they're that young. They have not got a clue at that age what they want to do. Like, you ask yourself when you were a teenager, your view on life would be completely different than the way it was then. And that goes for anyone. Like, I mean, even as far as you say, if you're in your early 20s, like from when you're in your early 20s to your late 30s, your outlook on life is completely different. But anyway, Donald Trump is completely right. There is only two genders. Anyone thinks any other way is in cloud cuckoo land.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead.
How are you? Well, I can imagine your opinion on this.
No, look, I'm not going to get too mad about it, Adrian. Here's my question. What's she so upset about?
Well, she certainly would be upset with that last call.
But she agrees with Donald Trump. Her son, or is it a son or the daughter? Sorry.
Born a girl, born a boy and transitioning into a girl.
So two woman. Genders, male and female. What's the problem?
Well, she'd be very...
It's not like a child is identifying as a unicorn. Okay,
she would be particularly upset with that last caller saying that whether you have a sex change operation or not, you can't register.
Adrian, offence is taken. You go out and you take offence off people. That's on you. That's how you feel about things. That's not a law. Okay, hurtful, and you feel a bit upset about it. But like I said, she's arguing against the point. It's two genders. He's changing from male to female, or female to male. Two genders. Now, if her son was identifying as a unicorn, maybe she could have the argument. But she's actually agreeing with Donald.
Okay, but if somebody wants to identify as gender fluid, hang on.
Go on. I just think they're greedy.
You just think they're greedy?
Yeah. Doesn't they sleep with everything and anything at all?
No, that's somebody who's bisexual. That's different. Somebody who's gender fluid doesn't want to identify as either male. Somebody like Sam Smith. Sam Smith, is addressed as they, doesn't consider themselves male or female.
Gender fluid. He's been corrupted, that fella. That fella arrived on the scene a couple of years ago as a gay lad singing Fair Play to him, and he's been corrupted. Have you seen the stage shows he's putting on now? The lad's been corrupted. That's not him himself personally getting there by himself.
Okay, hang on. If somebody says that they don't want to identify as either male or female, they are just...
That's up to them.
They're gender fluid. Why can't that be recognised?
I don't have to agree with that. Because, like Katie said, Adrian, a while back, all these things are considered mental health issues not too long ago. And don't tell me anything about the World Health Organization funded by Bill Gates and fucking China. These people are not to be trusted either. It was declared a mental health disorder, and mental health disorder should be treated, and people should be taken care of.
Do you think homosexuality is a mental health disorder, John?
Not at all.
But 40 years ago, that was.
That's 40 years ago. We've evolved since then. But Jeremy...
Thank you.
You can walk to the edge of a cliff. One more step is off the fucking cliff.
Yeah.
So, like I said, for too long, these people, that's the way they were born. That's how they've always felt about themselves. But again, it goes back to, how do you know in the school systems and all that the children are being corrupted into this way of thinking now?
Okay,
we don't know this for certain anymore.
Well, if you
knew, you knew for certain 40 years ago, Jeremy, because there was nobody telling these people that's what they were.
Jonathan, if you believe, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about everybody. If we all believe that schools are corrupting us and turning our children into identifying as whatever, then what we should do is, and I'm deadly serious here, is homeschool our kids like the Burkes did. Homeschool your kids like the Burkes did. The Burkes kids turned out absolutely perfect and normal because they were homeschooled.
Hold on, Jamie, let's look at this here, right? Hold on a second now, because I'm sick of you conflating this fucking argument with the Burkes. You don't have to agree with everything the Burkes did. When it comes to this issue and Enoch, you can agree with that part of it. You don't have to agree with everything else. So when you keep saying about sex before marriage, it's a lazy argument, Jerry.
It's not. It's a lazy argument
is what it is.
No, their beliefs.
Have you ever asked him, does he believe that?
No, but I know the religion.
Have you? No, so you think you know. We know where he stands on this issue because he's talked about it. You've never asked him that question about how he feels about people having sex before marriage.
But you've never asked him,
so you don't know. So you're speculating and your opinion.
Okay, but again, Jonathan, I'm going to ask you the question. If somebody wishes to use pronouns they or them, doesn't want to identify as either male or female, and I think of somebody like Sam Smith, or we have a regular caller, Vanessa.
But again, I think that's been corrupted.
Okay, but we have a regular caller, Vanessa. Unfortunately, she wasn't available today, who is raising her son as gender neutral.
Child abuse.
Pardon me?
Child abuse.
Child abuse?
Yes. You're setting him up for failure. He's a boy or a girl. If he's a boy or a girl, gender neutral. If he's a boy and you let him be a boy, if he's a gay lad, he lets you know he's gay in the future. If he's transgender, he lets you know in the future.
Jonathan, putting this label on him, you're putting him in a predicament.
I've asked her
this question before on the show only a couple of weeks ago, and I've asked her, what sex is your child? And she said, my child is a boy. So she does recognise the fact that her...
So there you go.
No, she recognises the fact that... her child was born male, but she doesn't want to assign. No, in fairness, I agree with you on this one, and I've said this to her. I think
but
she's gone,
what I'm saying,
she's gone a step,
Adrian,
gone a step too far. I do believe
they're corrupting their children. Okay,
but again, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But can you not respect her decision?
Oh, I can. I completely respect.
I can respect the decision, but what I can't respect, Adrian, is this thing being forced on the rest of us.
But it's not being forced. No,
it is being. Look at this, Jeremy. It is being. We were all told you're a bigot if you don't agree. We are a far right racist if you don't agree with these things. Everything's fucking homo this and homophobic. That none of these things are true.
But nobody's forced. I'm not calling you.
You look at what's coming into the school curriculum in this country, Jeremy. What they're pushing
tolerance.
Into the schools.
Tolerance.
No, it's not tolerance. I'm not for tolerance. I told you before. I teach my children tolerance as a parent. That's my job. You do the same with your children.
That's all I want
to. And
do.
Like you said, right, you can go back to the books. You ask books, mommy and daddy, how do they feel about their children? I bet you they're as proud as punch of them because that's how they raised them. So it got nothing to do with you. How you feel about these people? I bet you their parents. I bet you Enoch's parents are proud as punch of this lad for standing up for him.
I'm
going
to go back to the caller. What I said a moment ago about that woman, Vanessa, who's spoken about it on this podcast before, how she is raising her child gender neutral.
Yeah.
Now, you just described that as child abuse. And
I think it is.
And in the same breath said, oh, well, I'm prepared to, you know, accept it and respect her decision.
No, I didn't say that. I said, when Jeremy was talking about that, people that identify, I'm all for if you're an adult and you want to identify, respect that. I won't disrespect you for that. But, you know, I don't have to go along with it, with you. If you want to identify as a fucking cloud in the sky and walk around with cotton buds stuck all over you and you're happy, I'm happy for you.
But you see, I think.
But don't come over and ask me to believe that you were an actual fucking cloud.
Okay. No, you have a right, and I agree with you. I will stand up for your rights in the same way. You have a right. Not to accept someone if they identify as a tiger. But I think a lot of this came out of is that a couple of years ago, someone set up a fake story that said that children were going into schools in America identifying as cats and the teacher had to put out cat litter on the ground. That was completely,
made up. But Jeremy, we know all exaggerated truth starts somewhere in fact. They always start at somewhere.
No, I can tell you now. I can tell you now. I bet my house on
there's no house on planet Earth where there's a cat litter tray. No,
you don't know. Adrian, hold on for a second, the two of you. Remember Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
People arrived and remember, they were real people. They were out there. They're fucking out
blagged.
There.
That whole show
they're
was out blagged.
There. No, he was riding. He was riding a donkey. He wasn't pretending to be.
No, it wasn't. No, I'm talking about people dressing up as babies and coming on in nappies and pretending to be dogs. And pretending to be dogs and getting fed out of dog bowls and being brought around on a lead and all that. Don't tell me these people aren't out there.
Jonathan, before you go, because I want to agree with one thing. Would you agree that no child has ever gone into class in America and said, I want to identify as a cat, and the teacher to put cat litter on the ground?
I couldn't answer that question. Jeremy, the problem is, right, this is the reason that I can't, okay? Because like you said about that girl there, and we're behind the times, but if you look in America, over there what they're doing to their children is fucking mental. You've seen the videos of these people distorting their children's thinking or all these things. So I wouldn't be one bit fucking surprised if there's some demented lefty mother over there telling their child she's a cat. I wouldn't be. So I can't answer that question definitively. That's the reason for it. But no, like I said, Donald is right.
Okay.
You know, there is only two genders, and that's a fact. And like I said, boys and girls, you can jump up and down about it all you want.
I don't care.
But that girl is sending the message. Like I said, she's agreeing with him. Her child is trying to transition from one gender to the other gender. Two genders.
Okay, but then we also have the issue, and I said this already, with callers like John, who was on a while ago, they don't recognise anybody changing their gender, having sex reassignment surgery, all of that. They don't recognise any of it.
And that's up to people in their own personal lives, Adrian, how they deal with this kind of issue. But look at this, just before we go. See the fires over in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing the fire executive chief, then you're talking about the diversity. Well, if he's in his house and he's a white male and he's on fire, he shouldn't have been there. That's his own fault. And let's not forget, boys, we're on the topic. It's straight white males were the ones being attacked the last couple of years across Europe. It's all straight white crusty males. Straight white males are under attack. We're the worst people in the world fucking ever has been, ever will be. And I don't agree with that. Do you?
Jonathan, before you go, I just have one thing to say, okay?
Go on ahead, Jeremy.
Meow.
Well, woof, woof. Dogs be cats.
By the way, this is a true story, just on a lighter note before you go, John. I once had to pee in cat litter. It's a horrible experience.
Why did that happen?
I can't talk about it for legal reasons.
Oh, no, you better talk about it.
Talk about it for legal reasons.
You can't make a statement.
Are you in the vet's way, Jeremy, waiting on the dog?
Jonathan, I cannot talk about it because you would never listen to the show again.
You better talk about it.
We need listeners to the show.
Okay, we'll bring it back at the end. I want to know why you had to pee into cat litter before we wrap up the show.
It was a horrible, horrible... I tell you one thing, I could never identify as a cat. There's me pawing the covering the wee with my hand and all that. I can't talk about it.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good.
What did you want to say on this?
I've said in the voice note, and I've been listening to what's said in the call. Look, I said in the voice note as well. Why is she upset?
She's upset because in the future... her child may want to identify as non-binary, may want to identify as cis male, may want to identify as any type of gender, but Trump has made that really difficult.
Well, I mean, he can identify whatever he wants to identify, okay, sure, but like, realistically, there are two genders, male and female, sure, even... When you're signing up for social media, there's, like, say, Facebook, for example, the only two options you get who you are, male or female. You don't get the trans option.
But should you not?
I don't know. I mean, that's the reality, though. That's the reality. That's how it works.
Okay, but many other places that you might fill out a form, you are given the option to identify as non-binary, which means
No one you book a flight. I was on Aer Lingus, and it's male or female.
No, that's because your passport is either male or female.
Oh, can your passport not be...
No, it's only male or female.
Okay.
Let me just squeeze in one final call, and that's Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jess.
There he is.
Well, Jess, what do you want to say on this?
It's fact, isn't it? Everyone said, you have certain people saying, oh, well, there's more than two, but no one can ever name them. Isn't that funny?
Oh, but you can't.
But no one can ever name them.
Yeah, no, I could.
Why don't you?
Sorry,
name I've, more than name more than two.
Day. We'd be here all day. There's loads of them.
Bullshit. It's because you can't name them. Because there isn't more than two.
More than two sexes or
it's
genders?
It's a biological fact.
Sorry, are you talking about sex or gender?
They're both the same.
Oh, they're not.
They're both the same.
Well, that's like saying a cat is the same as a dog. They're not both the same. Sex and gender are two separate things.
They are the same. And then you have the non-binos and the trannies going around. You can change what you want.
But Jennifer,
you're still what you are.
Jennifer, Jessica, you're gay, aren't you?
I am, but don't even go down that road of, well, you're all treated like that.
No, but I'm just saying, 50 years ago, you would have been probably dragged in and given therapy and told that it's all in your head and that you have a mental disorder. You do know that, don't you? The only reason you have the rights now that you do as a gay woman is because older gay people fought for your rights when they were told that they had a mental condition. So you should be a bit more. Understanding as someone.
And Luke is making a mockery of it.
Luke is
making a mockery. The non-binaries and the trannies, they're making a mockery of it.
Because they want to be recognised in the exact same way as...
You can be born John Smith all you want. You can get all the surgeries you want to be Joanna. You're still fucking John.
So do you...
I'm not going to entertain them. I'm not going to fucking pander to them. If they're saying, oh, my name is XYZ, I'm going to say fuck off. I'm not calling you that.
So when you look at Caitlyn Jenner, what do you see?
You mean Bruce?
Okay.
You mean Bruce?
So you see, even though, and I've seen interviews with Caitlyn Jenner where she said, you know, when I look at pictures of myself as Bruce, I don't know that person. That person, I was in the wrong body. This is the way I always believed that I was born in the wrong body. You still consider Caitlyn Jenner a man?
Yeah, that's Bruce. It's not Caitlyn, it's Bruce.
But why? But again, Jessica, now, I have to put this to you. Why can you not just accept that is who that person is now?
Because I don't have to accept it.
Why are you going out of your way to even say something like, Bruce, that person...
Because I don't have to accept it.
But then we don't have to...
It might be Bruce's truth, but it's not mine.
But then we don't have to expect your name is Jess and call you Frank every time you call in the show then. Would that not upset you?
I was born as Jessica. I'm not going around saying I can't even think of a male equivalent for Jessica, but I was born Jessie. I'm not going around shoving things in people's faces.
But I don't
like
think
these fucking morons.
But has Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner ever knocked on your door and gone, Jess, I want you to call me Caitlyn. Please don't call me Bruce. No, she just gets on with her life. Why can't we all just get on with our lives, lads?
All right, Jess.
Because they're fucking pandering, and you know they are.
Yeah, but...
The fact of the matter is, you can't... You only see two genders, and you don't even believe you can change genders. You can't switch from being a man to being a woman.
change all you want. It's make-believe gone wild and you never got treated for it.
And this is the exact same conversation that was had about gay people 30 years... It was 30 years
now. 50 years ago.
Probably 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you ask the majority of gay people, they'll say they don't want to be associated in the same bracket as these filths.
I don't think you speak for all gay people.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. All right, let me squeeze in a few messages before we wrap this up. This is Trevor.
You know, for some reason, as I have a feeling, my voice notes won't get played today, but Jeremy... You know what, I'll give you a fucking reason how it affects you at 8 o'clock in the morning as you keep going on about. Are you telling me if you're standing there injecting your little daughter, Alex, as you have said, is going into a toilet and a man is approaching the same toilet, carrying a handbag, saying, excuse me, sir, I need to get into the toilet. Are you going to be fucking happy with with that person going into the toilet while your daughter's in there? Would you really be happy? Would you? I seriously doubt it. And then if again, twist it again, what if your daughter came out and goes, Dad, there's a man in there, and you open the door and you see a man stand there, the only difference is holding a fucking purse, wearing a wig, would you be happy? No, you fucking wouldn't. 1,000% you wouldn't, and I bet you won't play this out on air.
No, we just have Trevor, thanks very much indeed. Jer!
There's two genders, there always was. I think where this lost itself was when, you know, the they-thems, the whole plethora of... you know, different identities and two-spirited penguin and all this nonsense started rearing its ugly head. That's when you started to lose people because it really, really did become ridiculous. So, Jeremy, you're saying how does it affect anybody's day? Well, for the most part, it doesn't. However, when you're forced to go along with something that you absolutely don't agree with or doesn't make sense to you, then it does start to play its part.
And finally, let me squeeze in this message from Keith.
Lads, if somebody wants to identify as male or female, or as a fucking dog or a cat, that's their business. That has absolutely fuck all got to do with us. Why it's been forced on us to accept that, I don't know, because they don't force them people to fucking accept anything that we want. But look, the big man is in office now. Hopefully his word trickles down over the Western world and things start going back to fucking normal. Because the last 4 years and the build-up to what's happening today is fucking crazy. These people are mentally ill in the head. And I am saying it out straight. When you close down all the mental institutions, you know, these people are all the ones we see on the streets today. You know, they claim they want peace, but yet they support the war in fucking Ukraine. And they supported Hamas as well in Palestine. So that should tell you all about that fucking, what they fucking are and what they're all about.
All right, Keith, thank you very much indeed.
A lot of fucking.
And I have to say, the majority of calls...
What's the majority saying?
The majority of the calls today agree with what Donald Trump said.
Listen, that doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
I know you think myself and Adrian are... Oh, the music's gone. Like, yeah. I don't have to tell the litter story. No. That it's for another day, that litter
story. Keep that for another podcast. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification when the next episode uploads. Thanks for listening.